Fading out in the background there, Orville Peck, new stuff. That was Daytona Sand off of Bronco Chapter 1. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you as I do every Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time here on 101.9 FM in the Vancouver area and everywhere at citr.ca. Hope you're having a good week, Radioland. I certainly am. The sun is shining. The vibes are getting better. I mean, the news vibes are bad. The news vibes are decidedly bad. But my personal life's going good. We're just vibing. We're hanging out. Enjoying that the sun is coming back. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm trying to focus on right now. Got a great show for you today. We're taking a decidedly country flair to it today. That Orville Peck track kicking things off. A little country, a little Americana, a little folky vibes for the show today. Partially inspired by what was trending on the interwebs today, at least on my corner of gay Twitter, acclaimed actor Sam Elliott said that he didn't like Power of the Dog because it was too gay, essentially. I'm paraphrasing. And then a lot of people were like, I'm sorry, cowboys have always been gay, and that's the truth. So today we're celebrating the queerness, the vibes of country, folky Americana music, because cowboys have always been gay. I'm sorry, Sam Elliott. That might come as news to you, but it is well documented in like film, in music, in culture. The cowboys be gay. Brokeback Mountain was far from the first. Let's just say that. So we're just vibing with gay cowboys or gay adjacent cowboys. It's not all going to be explicitly queer, but you know, the vibes, Radioland, the vibes. That's what we're going to be celebrating today on the program. So again, first song we heard was from Orville Peck, Daytona Sand off of Bronco Chapter 1. Next up, we're going to listen to a track from the Cactus Blossoms featuring Jenny Lewis, who I adore. I also adore the Cactus Blossoms. So it's a treat. It's a delight. This also comes from their new album, One Day. The track we're going to listen to is Everybody, featuring, of course, Jenny Lewis. So enjoy that one. Don't go anywhere, Radioland. Keep it locked here on CITR. This is Into the Woods. My name's Mel Woods. Don't go anywhere.
Asking where I've been. I'm gonna leave it up to you. Nothing I can say or do.
If I don't talk much or tell you such and such, doesn't mean
I'm
swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer, say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take the body downtown. And I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put your favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you, everything I do, tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you, tell me all the things you wanna do. And I heard that you like the bad girls, honey, is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two, only worth living if somebody is loving you. But baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild darts, video games. He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I'm seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old balls, this is my idea of fun, to play video games. It's you, it's all for you, everything I do, tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you, tell me all the things you wanna do. And I heard that you like the bad girls, honey, is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two, only worth living if somebody is loving you. But baby, now you do. But baby, now you do. It's all for you, everything I do, tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you, tell me all the things you wanna do. And I heard that you like the bad girls, honey, is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two, only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do.
That right there, Trixie Mattel covering Lana Del Rey's Video Games. Before that, we heard a classic, an oldie but a goodie from 1987's Angel with a Lariat from K.D. Lang. That was Rose Garden. And kicking off the set, new stuff from the Cactus Blossoms and Jenny Lewis, the track Everybody off of their new album, One Day. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, and we are hanging out with a little bit of a country twang today, celebrating the fact that country is here and country has always been queer. Western films, music, whatever you may be. I mean, have you seen Chaps? They're very gay. And that's what we're celebrating. I love it. As somebody from a decidedly country part of the country, so to speak, I grew up in rural Alberta. I embrace it. I love queer cowboys. I love that whole vibe of it. I have a cowboy tattoo of a hot little lady saying yeehaw. And that is the vibe, Radio Land. That is the vibe. That's the vibe of the program today. And again, it's country adjacent. We're not leaning all the way in. We've got some adjacent, if you will, tracks, but still of the energy for sure. Next up, we're going to listen to a track from a band that we all know and love. I'm, of course, talking about The Chicks. And this comes off of their DCXMMXVI live album, which is a very long way of saying it is off of their 2016 live tour. when they were formerly known as the Dixie Chicks. And this is a track of a song that they actually did in like collaboration with Beyonce, but then this is their own acoustic version of it, sans Beyonce. You follow Radioland? I hope you do. It's great. It's a good track. I'm excited to share it with you. Here is the Chicks with Daddy Lessons from DCXMMXVI Live. You're listening to The Woods. This is CITR. My name's Mel Woods. Enjoy.
Oh, TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
The 21st edition of Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 5th to 15th, 2022. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, Doxa will present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. The hybrid in-person online festival will include both live and pre-recorded conversations with filmmakers, as well as some industry-specific events. Visit doxafestival.ca for more details.
At the mall food court, and when I get home, I fix something to eat, settle into my seat, and turn on the country radio. I know every word to every song, and they make these lonely nights a little less long, 'cause then I'm under the stars. Regular at the bar, got a perfect girl, I got a warning truck. We go down to the river, and the moonlight is silver. Go back to the ways of the past, so I could.
almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the
on the background there, one of my favorite road trip songs. That is Whitney and Waxahachie covering Take Me Home, Country Roads. And that comes off of Whitney's 2020 album, Candid. Before that, we heard from the Indigo Girls. It's not queer folk stuff unless you have the Indigo Girls. That is Country Radio off of the 2020 album of the same name. And kicking off the set, a little bit of stuff from the Chicks. That is Daddy Lessons. That's their acoustic version without Beyonce, but it slaps all the same. You're listening to Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, playing you a lot of queer femme and fun. Queer femme and fun. Country, Americana, folk, and adjacent tracks today on the show. And having a great time doing it, Radioland. This is one of my favorite parts of my week. Taking the trek on the 99 up to the UBC campus, seeing all the students milling about, and hopping on down into this here radio booth in the bottom of the nest to share some tracks with you, share some words with you, and share in this moment with you together. It's pretty nice in this time when, you know, we're still in a moment of not a ton of togetherness, I think, in a moment of, you know, we're a little apart right now. That is the times we're in. And it can be very easy to sit home and be online and get sucked into it. And I really, really value, as somebody who like works from home and spends my time at home and all that, it's nice to have a thing every week to leave the house, to come to the station and do this program with you. So I hope that you get as much of it as I do, because I certainly get a ton out of it. It's a treat. It's a delight. And I love you, Radio Land. You are the good ones. Still lots of great tracks to come. We got half the show left to go. Next up, we're going to be listening to one of my favorite songs to play on the radio. I've played this song on the radio a lot, but it is one of my favorites. It comes off of an album recorded by Black Spruce Bog at a salmon hatchery in northern BC in 2017 called The Hatchery Session. And all the tracks on this song album kind of have to do with environmentalism, climate change, protecting salmon populations, all that sort of thing. And my absolute favorite song, which I listened to so much while driving through the mountains with my best friend years ago when I lived in Calgary, is about salmon and bear cubs and fishing and doing responsible meat consumption and all of that. And it's kind of just about like paying attention to where our food comes from. And I think it's very fun. It's just a very fun song. And it was recorded in a fish hatchery, which is pretty darn neat. So we're going to listen to it right now. This is Black Spruce Bog with You Could Be a Salmon off The Hatchery Sessions. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Into the Woods.
You could be a salmon swimming in the ocean. You could be living for that upstream ocean. You could be a sockeye.
He's a good-natured man with a short attention span. He don't listen to a single word I speak. This feeling deep inside, you know it ain't hard to describe. When he looks my way, my knees, they go weak. We could build us a home, put some books on the shelf. As long as I'm with you, I don't mind talking to myself. He's a good-natured man with a short attention span. He don't remember anything I tell him to. I ask for sky, brings a lake. Call for beans, he brings me cake. But I wouldn't have it any other way. We could build us a home, put some grub on the table. As long as I'm with you, I'm loving and I'm able.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
to spend my time, but nothing's appealing. Nothing really less settling for me to realize I'm still alone. And you're not with me. Wonder what's inside your mind, but you seem pretty occupied. So I'll leave it alone. If only I could do the same. Share your ways, and I'll change the name and make it my own.
Fading out in the background there, Faye Webster, Better Distractions. That is from her album Live at Electric Lady, recorded live at Electric Lady Studios. Before that, we heard from Katy Prewitt with Loving Her. And before that, a little bit of Calgary's own Amy Nelson from one of my favorite albums, 2019's Educated Woman. That track right there was Good Natured Man. And kicking off the set, a little bit of Black Spruce Bog with You Could Be a Salmon off of the Hatchery Sessions. You're tuned into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. And Radioland, we are coming towards the end of the program. It has been a treat, a delight, a pleasure, and a joy, as always, to hang out with you for this hour here on 101.9 FM in the Vancouver area and everywhere at CITR.ca. Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts of my week, and I am always so, so, so excited to do it, so excited to spend this time with you. I hope you have a good rest of your week, Radioland. I hope that you are taking care in these times. I hope that you are taking some time offline to spend time with people you love or yourself. That's a person you love, hopefully. Spend some time outside. Spend some time just kind of vibing, because it's really rough right now. And I know that for me personally, logging off has been one of the best things that I have done for myself lately. And so I highly recommend it to you. Twitter, it's fine, but also it's okay to be off of it sometimes. And that usually it ends up being for the better overall. I've got one more track for you today. It is one of my favorite songs in the world, and I relish any chance to play it on the radio. Right now, with things changing with the pandemic and with the weather and the seasons, and I know the news is still really bad, but I'm trying to embody the spirit of this song as we're kind of entering into the spring. You know, I see the little crocuses popping up in the ground, the daffodils, all that. I'm trying to really embody the spirit of this song, and it echoes in my head a lot. So I'm going to play it for you. And I've played the Waxahachie cover of this track on the show before, but today I'm going straight for the original because, you know, I talked about queerness and feminists and country music, and none of that would be complete without a little bit of Dolly. So yeah, here's Light of a Clear Blue Morning from Dolly Parton off of New Harvest First Gathering from 1977. Radioland, take care of yourselves, and I will see you next week.
It's been a long, dark night, and I've been waiting for the morning. It's been a long, hard fight, but I see a brand new day dawning. I've been looking for sunshine. You know, I ain't seen it in so long. But everything's gonna work out just fine. And everything's gonna be alright. It's been all wrong. Cause I thank you.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.